Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the producer with me as well. We're going to check in with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine here in just a bit. He's been traveling the world as usual and has some, he's getting ready for a trip to, I want to say Cozumel. Air Mujeres, which is a hot spot for a few months for whale sharks. And I've been hearing about this for the last few years, and I guess they're there year-round, but they really go crazy during a few months out of the year. And Jerry's getting ready to do that. So, we got him on the phone right here. Let's talk to him and just find out for ourselves what's going on in that part of the world. Jerry, welcome
hey,
to
Greg,
Scuba Radio. I'm great. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm busy packing my suitcase.
So we actually got you before you were heading out as opposed to after. Because usually I call up Jerry and it's like, where in the hell is Jerry Beatty? You know, he makes Matt Lauer look like...
3 days ago, I probably would have been the after, but now I'm almost beginning.
Yeah, you're planning your next adventure. So you're going out to Mexico to this...
I am.
Whale shark hotspot. So, am I saying it right? Isla Mujeres, is that right? Isla Mujeres?
Isla Mujeres, Greg.
Isla
Mujeres. You know what that is in Spanish?
Island of Mujeres.
Yeah, that's correct. You're almost there.
Yeah.
But you missed the most important part. Oh. It is the Island of Women.
Ooh, now I understand why Jerry's going.
I'm on my way.
I thought it was the whale sharks. I did not realize that, actually.
It's where the Amazonians came from.
Well, everybody's got to have a cover, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. An excuse. And that's your cover. Right, okay. So, the Island of Women. So, are there a lot of women there on that island? Or this is like a nature preserve now, isn't it? That whole area, or kind of?
It has some marine preserve on it and around it, definitely. I haven't been there in a while, Greg, so we're going to have to do this on the after show.
Right.
And I'll let you know about the nature reserve and maybe a little about the women.
Okay. Well, yeah, we want reports on both, of course. And Jerry will be, I think he'll be willing to represent accordingly. And, he'll have to dig in and cover and uncover what he deems necessary for the story, right?
That's exactly right, and you can depend that 85% of what I tell you is going to be true.
Yes, well, we'll take it. As long as it's on the plus side of the percentage, that's better than what we typically do on a everyday edition of Scuba Radio. So we'll take it. But you're going there mainly to find these whale sharks, right?
Well, actually, the trip has a much wider focus. I'm going down, and the first thing I'm going to do is go to southern Tulum. And dive cenotes.
Dive cenotes. Those
are
the
caves. That's going to be the first part of the
trip. Yeah, those are the caves and like blue hole type things. Is that right? The cenotes?
Exactly. The entire Yucatan has a vast underwater cavern system. In fact, you hear about sinkholes in Florida, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, I think you had one locally.
Yes.
But the entire country of Yucatan, and actually Yucatan is a country, it's not really part of Mexico, and it has a vast, we're talking thousands of miles of caverns and tunnels with crystal clear water.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen the videos. I have not been to that part of the world to scuba dive, since we've started Scuba Radio, actually. I really
well, we have to fix that, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, are you, when you do the cenote, so is that going to be cave diving or cavern diving, or are they going to keep you in, like, open water type scenarios?
No, we're going to definitely be doing caverns. We won't be doing caves.
Yeah.
But the caverns are beautiful. And if you've never experienced a halocline, you've got to go.
A halocline. Okay, thermocline I'm familiar with. Halocline is what exactly?
Halocline is when the fresh water mixes with the salt water.
Okay.
And it causes a visual distortion that's a bit like something you might have seen in the 60s.
Hmm, interesting. So it's kind of like if you see one of those girls from the Island of Women and you see her through a halocline, she's going to look like she's hot, like
Actually, she's going to look...
a six-pack of beer or something.
Yeah, it's like beer goggles.
Yeah, beer goggles, that's right.
Hey, baby, you're hot.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm not going to take you guys after all.
It's a halocline.
Hey, you know, Greg,
goggles.
You look pretty good through a halocline, too.
Yeah, I would say the same to you, Bill, but it wouldn't work. Sorry, you don't look any better. But anyway, all right, so you're going to do a little of that. So that sounds like an adventure.
Then we're going back up to Isla Mujeres, and we're going to do the whale sharks. The whale sharks aren't actually there year-round. You might see an occasional whale shark any time of the year, but they come to that part between Isla Mujeres and further north you have the island Hobosh. And they come in to feed. And then when they get their bellies full, they head on down the Costa Maya Reef as far as southern Honduras.
Interesting. Down by Utila and those type of places.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a congregation getting ready to start their migration.
Aha. So when they're in that part of the world doing this, and I know you'll tell us once you get back, but I would imagine, is that all snorkeling or is that diving? Or
no, that is snorkeling.
That is snorkeling.
That is snorkeling there, yeah. They're in Hobosh, you've got some pretty green water. What they have discovered is just north of Isla Mujeres, the water is quite blue, and they are too busy eating to pay any attention to you, so you actually get a better view than maybe anywhere else they've seen them in the world.
Yeah. You know, I've always kind of wondered, because I had a really amazing whale shark experience in the Maldives a few months ago when we were with Explorer Ventures, and the same thing. You snorkel with them, you stay at the surface, and they come up and they're feeding, that kind of thing. But some of these whale sharks are huge, Jerry. And their mouths could, if you get in the wrong spot, they don't seem to care if you're in the way. You know what? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, they don't eat
like
people.
It's kind of like a Greyhound bus going by with the door open.
Right, exactly. Have you ever heard of any divers or snorkelers getting caught in that traffic or what? I haven't, but I don't know. I kind of wonder.
I kind of think that there was a story about that a few thousand years ago. A guy's name was Jonah.
Oh, that guy. That was a whale shark? That would make sense.
It had to be. What else could it have been?
That's true. Hey, it was a fish, and a whale shark is a fish. World's largest fish. I know that much. I read it in a book one time.
Yeah, how many days do you think you could live inside of that whale shark?
Well,
just going back to your literary source.
Let me think. Let's
4
see.
Days?
I think there was a scene in Sharknado that was based on this story. And
your favorite movie there, Greg,
That's right. No, Ghost Shark is now, but that's a whole nother. We already covered that.
And
we'll
all
leave
that's
that going
to be replaced by Slate-Nado.
Exactly. Captain Slate-Nado.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, you'll have to go back and listen to last hour, and you'll get caught up with the rest of the class there, Jerry. All right,
well, I hope you're not visualizing the atmosphere raining Spencer Slates on the world. That would be tough.
No, it'll just be one big, Slate-Nado.
And, you know,
it's
honestly...
Massive. It'll be an F5.
Honestly, every encounter with Captain Slate is some version of a Slate-Nado, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You measure it like the Fujitsu scale, which is based on the damage it has done as it has passed.
Well, I had that very conversation with Spencer's ex-wife, Amy, yesterday.
You had that conversation.
Of course, you do know about the new reality TV show.
Right.
We talked with Slate last hour.
Yeah, we were talking about that. So that's going to be the new storyline about how she is like, oh, yeah, he's a Slate-Nado, all right. See, we could write this show for them. You know, they don't
I
need
think
to.
We already have.
Yeah, we just need to get in contact with Slate's producers and say, "Here, do this." And yes, it'll be TV gold for sure.
Well, of course, knowing Amy and knowing Spencer, and having talked to both of them this past week on the phone about the show, I can see they have very different visions of what's going to happen.
That's why it's going to be a success. I have no
I
doubt about
so.
It.
Absolutely.
Yes. It'll be that that conflict that they cover so well. It'll knock Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty right off their pedestal. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, the Slates do that very, very well.
Yes.
Now, back to Mexico, Greg.
All right, well, hold on. Let's take a break, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word.
Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Brave. Dive in.
It's a skin. Silence. We are going underwater.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. When you come up for air, you feel brand new. When you come up for air, when you come up for air, that's what it feels like. When you come up for air, when you come up for air, you feel brand new. When you come up for air, when you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is on the phone with us. We are talking about his upcoming trip to Mexico, Island of Women. That's where he's headed, and he might throw in some whale sharks and cenotes mixed in with the search for women, but I guess that's what we'll have to focus on since we are a scuba diving show. But don't think we're thinking of the latter.
Yeah, baby.
Earlier or some one of those. Anyway,
well, actually, we're going to widen the vision a little past that, because from Isla Mujeres, after we do the cenotes, we do the whale sharks, we're going to Cozumel.
Cozumel. Are you
Cozumel.
Saying Cozumel? Cozumel. Hey, how did you say it?
Cozumel.
Yeah, Cozumel.
There you go.
That's it. You got to say it like that if you're going to the Island of Women, for sure. Because if you say it like I said it, you won't get it squat. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you could say Cozumel, like the people, you know, that live outside Orlando. But.
Yes. I'm going to Cozumel. Yeehaw! Yeah. And then they'll smack you, take all your money, and send you home.
Or pass you another Tecate.
Oh, okay. They could do that, too.
But we're going to do some great reef diving, some drift diving, you know, free boat drift diving. And you, of course, know what that is.
Free boat drift diving, sure. Yeah, they just throw you off the boat, and then they let you glide with the current, and then you come up, and you got a 50-50 chance whether the boat's there or not, right?
50-50 is a little high.
It's Mexico. What are you going to do? No, they don't. They keep an eye on
you. In Cozumel, I did a drift dive off of the smallest boat I've ever been on.
Really?
I mean, I believe it had oars. And
it was a canoe?
It was tiny. There were four of us. Because they had a six-pack at the marina, but we didn't take it because it was just me and my wife and the guy operating the boat.
Yeah.
And we went out on this drift dive, and it was a tiny little boat, and he was so far away. I thought he had gone. I mean, you're doing a drift dive. So, Jerry, you're doing a drift dive. You've got a dive flag attached.
Right.
That you pull along with you. And I said, well, he knows where we are. Why is he so far away? I couldn't believe it. He must have been at least a half a mile away.
But, Bill, that was 1964.
Right.
Well, you know, back when I was young.
Yeah, he wasn't even young then.
What?
So, all right. So, but it's drift diving there in Cozumel. So you're going to do a little bit of that.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It is the easiest form of diving there is.
Yeah, it is.
When you're in 80-degree water, it's crystal clear. You don't have to even kick because the current's taking you down.
Right.
When you come to the top, in most experiences, the boat's right there and you step onto it. I mean, how easy does it get?
No, it doesn't get. Drift diving really is. It's probably the easiest diving there is compared to liveaboard diving.
Well,
you know what I mean?
As far as
ease of diving and
stuff. Easier than diving where you've got to navigate your way back to the boat.
Right. Just don't lose the flag you're drifting
because
you're good to go.
Yeah, as long as you stay with your group, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Cozumel does have this reputation of some crazy currents. Do they? But I haven't heard any big problems. Like, you know, 10 years ago, you would hear some stories about, you know, divers in Mexico getting lost or whatever, but I think they've kind of cleaned up their act in that regard, haven't they, Jerry? I haven't been hearing any rumblings.
I would say that act has been way over-exaggerated for the last two decades.
Probably.
They cleaned up their act a long time ago. It's amazing how long it takes to live down a couple of bad incidents.
Right.
But Cozumel's had a very, very strict self-policing policy amongst all the dive operators now for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, but you would hear about these crazy currents of going up and down as opposed to just, you know, sideways in Cozumel. So I guess, I don't know if they still, they must have those someplace, but they just keep an eye on the divers a little bit better than those incidents from back in the day. So it's not an issue.
And it's been I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, it's been a while since they had bad weather there, too, because when they get the big storm, sometimes that can make diving a little dicey for a little while.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
that's true, right.
It doesn't matter where in the world you are. If you have water moving over a wall, you're going to have some weird stuff. And Palau is probably the most weird currents I've ever been in.
Yeah.
So, Cozumel, not so much.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the same thing in the Galapagos. When I went to the Galapagos, we had some just crazy, crazy currents. But, you know, if you're prepared for it and you're equipped, it can be quite fun. Yeah, we did indeed. And you know, the washing machine, maybe they have a washing machine type dive there in Cozumel. Who knows? That'd be worth searching out. But you're going to do some reef diving there in Cozumel, some drift diving. And then does that round out your whole Mexico experience, or there's even some more side shows or side
attractions? It actually pretty much does. I'm being hosted on this trip by a group of hotels called the Palace Hotels.
Uh-huh.
And they have built a chain of hotels through the Yucatan where they are attracting North American divers to come down and experience luxury. It's not that much more than your budget hotel. But the luxury that's involved in these hotels, I can't wait to go down and sample it all.
Nice. So just really nice accommodations. None of this diver hotel nonsense, I guess.
Well, it's going to be five-star diver hotel.
Sweet. I love the sound of that. I don't know where, you know, people got this idea that divers, you know, they want some kind of crappy dive hotel. I mean, I've heard this.
It's diving.
Well, it's
so you would think it would make sense that you'd want a hotel which was also a dive. I mean, that logic follows to me.
No.
And then you can, and then when you're in a place that's a dive and you got your wetsuit and you got your tank and you just don't mind throwing it all over the place because the place is already garbage. A dive is where you want to dive when you're a diver.
I would rather throw all my garbage around in a 5-star resort. You hear what I'm saying, Jerry? Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm thinking maybe we need to upgrade your staff a little here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, yeah. We don't let Bear,
no offense, Bill.
Bill out much.
Excuse me, Mr. Beatty, would you like some Grey Poupon?
Now, how did we go from Mexico to France?
Because it was a Grey Poupon.
Oh, okay. I guess.
They bring
international staff. It's like a cruise ship at the palace.
Okay. All right. We just kicked up a star here on the show. Nice.
If you have a guy with a French accent, you get one spare star. It doesn't matter how good the accommodations are.
Hey, Jacques Cousteau.
The Ritz-Carlton in Paris is 6 stars. A lot of people don't know that.
Fair enough. Well, you can read about this kind of stuff and much, much more, and much more in depth. And
in
a lot
depth.
More. right there, Dive Training Magazine. There you go, divetrainingmag.com. All right, Jerry, thank you so much, buddy. Look forward to your report from Mexico and enjoy yourself, okay?
You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Beatty. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Yeah, I got a new package of stuff from the folks at Reef Safe, the official sun care products of Scuba Radio. By the grades, you got to wear your sunscreen. Might as well wear sunscreen that will biodegrade and not harm the reef, and that's what Reef Safe is all about. I had no idea about this, and my daughter, who I just got certified to dive down in South Florida, and I got hit with jellyfish. And I know she's really happy with the fact that I got this jellyfish kit, sting relief kit, from Reef Safe 2 weeks after she needed it. But I do thank the folks at Reef Safe for hooking us up. I was telling telling Dan there at Reef Safe about the incident she had. And she goes, you know, we make this jellyfish relief kit. I'll send you one. I'm like, okay, cool. And this is a really nice little setup. It's all, you know, vacuum sealed in a little resealable kit that you can throw in your dive bag. But it has two spray-on relief things and a scraper. Because he says you spray it on and then you have to kind of scrape the stinging tentacles from the jellyfish off of your arm or off of the place where they hit you.
Because they keep putting the...
they we'll trigger.
We'll call it poison. But they keep putting the toxin into your skin, even after they're disconnected.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It keeps being irritated.
Right.
Even after the jellyfish is gone.
Yeah. She got hit by moon jellies, which are a very mild jellyfish, but still to this day, she still has marks on her arms from it. She got whacked pretty good from moon jellies of all things. So, you know, like I said, she's a little upset that I didn't get this before, but hey, what are you going to do? But if you need some, or maybe you should get some, go to tropicalseas.com, the parent company of Reef Safe, and look for their jellyfish sting relief kit. We are in the, you know, we're in the thick of jellyfish season right now, down in Florida for sure. So this is the time where you definitely have to make some, you know, take some preemptive steps so you don't get have your dive day ruined. Because of those goofy little things. All right, more coming up, including some reports on lobster diving and more. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In the sun, by the bay, I want to ride a manta ray. Flying through the ocean.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer. All right, so I have some friends that are actually celebrating their 50th birthday today by diving. And they invited me to go down there and do some diving with them down in West Palm Beach. Palm Beach area.
But you can't go because you got a scar on your neck from a saber.
From a lightsaber, exactly. I got to come up with a story, and maybe you can help me out with this. 888-88-SCUBA.
Saber wound. Always the best answer.
My go-to story is, I got this scar because I was wrestling a baby seal pup from the jaws of a great white. That's impressive. Chicks dig it. And I've kind of stuck to that story for quite a while, the last few years, but, now they're catching on.
Yeah, it's getting increasingly unlikely.
Yes. So I got to come up with a new story. And the reason is because I had a little minor skin cancer. It's a basal cell, which is like a precancer. And if you don't have it cut off, it can go into something much more serious. So they have to cut it, stitch it up, and then I have to stay dry for a couple weeks while the stitches, do their thing. And they come out Monday, and then I'll be cleared for diving again.
How about this? This is
what?
Where the because it's on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scar from when they reattached my head when I was reanimated.
Ooh. Kind of a little Walking Dead kind of thing?
Kind of a Frankenstein thing I was thinking, but
Yeah, okay. Or Frankenweenie.
Let me hear you sing Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz?
Yeah, it's Young Frankenstein.
Ah, that one. It's alive! No, that was it?
No.
That wasn't good?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll come up with something. Maybe diving related, though.
But you got invited by your friends to go dive for his 50th birthday.
Yes. And because I couldn't dive, I was like, well, if I come down there and you guys are going to be talking about how great the diving was and how many lobster you caught because lobster season's open, this isn't going to be a very festive occasion for me.
Well, if the story about where they're diving includes Blue Heron Bridge, they're not going to be getting any lobster there.
Why?
Because you can't. Can you take them off of
Blue Heron Bridge?
I don't think you can. I think you can't take them off of structures.
Well, that's...
That's certainly during mini season. So maybe the you can during the regular season. I don't know, though.
Well, first of all, you're talking about Monroe County.
Yeah.
In the Keys.
That's true. It's Monroe County. That's
so I don't
for
think
sure
there's a restriction at Blue Heron Bridge. I could be wrong. It's a very unlikely that I'd ever be wrong. But,
Turns out Sean's 70.
Could be.
They're
happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah.
He's the him and his wife, Charlene. And I actually, we're going to make this into a pre-liveaboard adventure party.
Gotcha.
Because they're going to be on our liveaboard trip January 18th with Explore Ventures to Save the St. Kitts.
This would be profoundly pre then.
Yes. Well, good head start.
4.5 months in advance.
Yes. Actually, Charlene and Sean are the couple that ran into me when I was on that family cruise back in the day. Remember that story, Bill?
They ran into you and one apologized.
We were actually in Cozumel or in the port of Cozumel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this was, 7 years ago.
Okay.
And we're getting off this cruise ship boat. I'm doing a family vacation. And when I do my family vacations, believe it or not, I usually don't do any diving because I really...
Well, and your family didn't dive.
Right. They're not divers.
Your wife doesn't dive. Your kids
are just she's certified.
Now.
Yeah. But we just, when we go on a family vacation, believe it or not, because I do this all the time, I was like, well, I probably need to do something different. And then we will go on a cruise ships and we'll do some snorkeling and stuff. But anyway, we go on this cruise ship and about halfway through the cruise, We get off in Cozumel, and this couple walks up to me and says, hey, you're Craig from Scuba Radio, aren't you?
There is no way someone walks up to you in Cozumel and says, hey, you're Greg from Scuba Radio.
I was wearing a Scuba Radio hat. He said, who else would be wearing one?
That's
I guess
point.
That's probably what they were thinking.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of Sean's mouth was, hey, where are the mermaids?
How'd that go?
Now, I was like, shh, ex-nay, you know, the family, man. I'm at the family. What's that?
All right, okay.
Yeah, what are you doing there? And it was funny. It was actually kind of funny. But yeah, after that, I said, I kind of made a announcement on the show. And I said, look, if you do see me out and about, especially on a, you know, if you see family around me and stuff, right. The first thing to come up to me is probably not, hey, Greg, where's the mermaids?
Yeah.
Not really the ideal family kind of image, you know, that I try to project to the kids and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm against it or anything. I mean, it's not usually the first thing I would like to see come up. Even though, honestly, after all these years of doing this show, that's usually the first question I always get at every dive show.
Yeah, if you're there.
Every event I'm at. Hey, Greg, where's the mermaids? They don't care about me. They want to know, where are the mermaids?
Yes.
I created this monster. I guess I have to deal with it.
Understandable.
Yeah. Mermaido.
Mermaido. Mermaids with tomatoes.
Hey now.
Mermaido.
Good work.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, well, happy birthday to Sean, by the
way. Yeah, Sean and Charlene and a few folks are down
They'll
there.
They'll be on the Explorer Ventures liveaboard in January. And is there still room on that?
There might. I think there's a few spots, but not many. It's going quick. I know some other people were planning to book it as well. I haven't checked in with the office to find out how the spots are. But if you know, you go to exploreventures.com or go call them up 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you want on the Sabre itinerary with us January 18th, and hopefully they can still hook you up.
Now, as much as you know, and I think we agree on this.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing.
What?
The one best thing. Way to dive is on a liveaboard.
Absolutely.
There's no better dive vacation than a liveaboard dive.
Right. Well, you know, I was saying the drift diving there in Cozumel,
right.
Or when you do a drift dive, it's similar because you jump off the boat, and a drift dive is probably the easiest type of diving there is, as long as you're okay with the current. Now,
right.
If you're trying to do something where you have to do, you know, instructor skills or... Are you trying to take pictures? Sometimes it's a little more difficult on a drift dive, but as far as expending any type of energy,
mm-hmm.
it is
easy.
It's similar to liveaboard diving, where you just roll off the boat whenever the heck you feel like it, almost, and then you know, make your way back to the boat. It's a pretty sweet
second
setup.
Easiest dive in the world is liveaboard diving. The easiest diving in the world is diving the Seven Seas Pavilion at Epcot. You sit down, they put a BC on you, you hook it up, you fall in the water, and they pull you out of the water. There's no work diving the Seven Seas. You can do it once. You couldn't do that, you know, you couldn't do 5 days of diving at the Seven Seas Pavilion.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
true.
The Living Seas Pavilion, I guess they call it.
Yeah, Living Seas, right.
But you're not going to, there's not that much variation under the water once you've done the dive once. And it's not super deep, but... That is the easiest dive I've ever done.
Well,
is the Living Seas dive at Epcot.
They're easy.
After that, liveaboard diving. But having said all that, if you're going to go on a liveaboard dive and you're only going to do one liveaboard dive in your life, you should go with Scuba Radio.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just worth it because you're paying the same amount you would for a regular liveaboard dive, and Greg knows how obnoxious it is to be on the boat with him, so he brings stuff to bribe you.
Yeah. And this time, you know, Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, a photography team that works with, you know, Jerry Beatty, shoots the covers of Dive Training Magazine. They're going to be on board with us doing just that. They're going to shoot a cover for Dive Training while we're on the trip. Plus, the folks from Scuba Pro are going to be on board to let us use some new Scuba Pro equipment and demo it and possibly... send some home with some lucky divers that week.
Yeah,
so they're going to help us out with some of the giveaways as well, and not to mention all the fun and frolic with the Scuba Cowboy. We might have a mermaid or two in there in the mix.
Any other friends coming with you on that trip?
You're not coming.
Well, I'm not a friend.
True. More of an acquaintance. There's a few, actually. Mark, our buddy, Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
From California. He's talking about coming out on this one. So you never know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lot of, it's going to be a blast, but you're right. We throw in a lot of extras on this trip that you don't get on a typical trip that by itself, by the way, is phenomenal.
It is a great dive trip.
Yeah. You throw in our little song and dance routine as definitely a little icing on the cake. January 18th, save the itinerary, 1-800-322-3577. Book it now.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. A little shout out to Mermaid Tony, who got hitched last week. It evidently went down without a hitch. She is married, and Bill played taps last week.
I did. It was sad.
We lost a good one. No, we did. Congratulations to her and David, and may they have a long, happy life together. I'm sure they will. You got that look on your eye, Bill, like, you know, welcome to the club? No, that's not the look. It's more of a...
The truth! The truth!
Yeah?
You can't handle the truth!
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we do. We wish him the best, for sure, and we'll go from there. You know...
She does seem very, very happy.
Yes.
And they're going away on... a honeymoon, but there's a little delay between when the ceremony was, which was last Saturday.
Right.
I think actually during the show they got married.
Right.
That they were probably listening.
Of course. they had their iPods in.
It's cheaper than having a DJ.
Hold on. I got to hear this. I do. Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, they said I do during the second commercial break.
Yeah.
It's going to be not this weekend, but next weekend before they go away on their honeymoon.
Yeah, where are they going? I didn't see that.
I do not know.
Yeah.
She's She posts a lot. She posts a lot of pictures leading up to the wedding, and now she's posting a lot of, ooh, it's almost time for, you know, for the honeymoon, and, you know, this married life isn't as good as I thought it was.
Yeah, there's a big buildup, and then there's that all, you know. Ah, well, hey, welcome, welcome to our world. No, it gets better. There's highlights and things. There's,
yeah.
There's other things to look forward to.
Yeah, death.
We're fine.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about marriage is, you know, half of all marriages end in divorce, the other half end in death.
Or happiness.
No.
No?
No, that's not how they end.
Oh, well, true. Right, right. Okay.
My first marriage, my first three marriages ended in happiness for her.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I don't think it'll be that bad. But, you know, I have been, I don't know, what's the right word? Is it melancholy? You know, we're looking at all these pictures and
actually,
things.
No,
I
mean, you know what it is?
What?
It's the fact that you turned 50.
Well, that could be. That could be part of it.
Yeah, this is what we call a very near the end of your life crisis.
True. Well, no, I was cleaning out all these pictures and videos. I did a little house cleaning on my computers this week, and I kind of consolidated all the Scuba Radio videos that we've shot over the year and pictures, and man, I found some old stuff, man. And it really, you know, some great stuff. I look, and it's like, man, we have had a ball doing this show for 16 years.
If there was ever a time in the past 16 years when there was a photograph taken of you in some relationship to Scuba Radio, Greg's got it somewhere.
That's true.
I mean, that's the thing.
I've hoarded this stuff over the years. I didn't know where all of it was until this last week or two.
So we do. I mean, to put this into perspective, about 100 hours of radio a year.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot when you think about it.
That is a tough gig.
It's like a week and a half's worth of work. Well, maybe a month's worth of work that we do spread out over the course of the whole year.
Yeah.
However, once you start doing it for 15 or 16 years, that's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of time.
That's 1,600 hours
of radio. We have paid our dues, haven't we?
I don't know what you were paying.
Yeah, that's true. No, we're very
showing
fortunate.
Up.
But, you know, all these pictures and stuff and all the stuff we've done, all the places we've traveled to, and to kind of flash back at them every once in a while and see what I've seen this week. Definitely.
And to see how young you used to look.
No, actually,
retrospect, how freaking old you
we
look
We really
now.
Don't look that much different. Just a slightly grayer.
I don't
look
that much different.
Right.
I
could show you some pictures.
Practically the same.
I'll tell you what, Bill. You look definitely different in a mermaid tail and a bikini top. He knows which picture I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what picture you're talking about.
I have way too many of those pictures.
I think you actually see that picture at scubaradio.com.
Yeah, I never took that one down,
of
them.
Yeah, you certainly should.
But there's some other ones that we never posted.
No.
So one of these days, maybe that's what I need. I need to dig into the archives.
I will never understand why it is only me that you take pictures of while I'm getting into the mermaid tail. The mermaids won't let you do it, but me, you got like 500 pictures of me in various stages of undress.
Well, you volunteer.
Well,
you're like,
volunteer.
Hey, I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, I'll do it. I'll put this on. I'm like, okay, if you're. It's like, has he been drinking? No. He just wants to do it. Okay, let him do it.
There you go.
Whatever, you know, blows the skirt up.
There was no skirt.
Mermaid tail.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, but anyway, one of these days we'll post more of this stuff. But we've been having a great time with the show, and it's only getting better. Day in and day out. I mean, when you look back at this kind of stuff and see how much fun that we have had, it's really what diving's all about. It's really not about diving. It's about having fun. And that's what, you know, I've always looked at this show as. It's really not about a dive. It's not about diving. It's not about, scuba diving per se, as much about having fun. And divers like to have fun. And we just kind of spotlight that a couple hours every week, and I think we've done a pretty damn good job. You know, when I look back at all of the videos and pictures, we obviously have done a damn good job for ourselves.
Yes,
because you can see that the happiness or the fun that we've had just, you know, blasting through all these pictures and videos. It's pretty funny.
There is no question but that over the course of 16 years, you and I have been able to entertain ourselves.
That's right.
If nothing else, if there's no other goal, we've been able to do that.
And everybody thinks we're doing the show for them.
Screw you,
people.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's not about
you. It's about us and our amusement.
and our desire to be around women that think that being dressed as a mermaid is perfectly legitimate.
Yes, and despite that, we continue to do it.
Restraining orders be damned, I say.
Thank you for allowing us to make fools of ourselves and enjoy ourselves so much. It's really, we do. We're gracious in that way. Hey, till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.